Today's topic is Kaddish. I would like to give a brief introduction to the Tefillah of Kaddish. The term Kaddish is not found in the Gemara. Rather, it is referred to as Yehei Shemei Rabo in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The text of Kaddish is based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk of Gimel, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu states regarding the ultimate war of Gog u'Magog, the words, V'hisgadilti, V'hiskaddishti, I shall become exalted and sanctified. The Pasuk also states, Bayoim hahu yihyeh Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. When we begin reciting Kaddish, we say, Yisgadal v'yiskadash, exalted and sanctified be his great name. The word Shemeich is a combination of the two words Shem Yud Kei, Shem Koh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be exalted and sanctified and become complete once again, B'mois HaMoshiach. Reciting Kaddish is derived from the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Perichov Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, and I shall be sanctified among the children of Yisrael. Ani Hashem mekadishchem. I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Chazal instituted that Kaddish should be recited in Aramis, Aramaic, since there was an evil decree at that time which prohibited the Jews from saying the Hebrew words Yehei Shemoi HaGadol Mivoyroch. The original text of Kaddish was in Hebrew, but Chazal instituted that the complete Kaddish should be said in Aramis, which would not be understood by their enemies. There are four types of Kaddish: Chatzi Kaddish, Kaddish Tiskabal, which is after Shemoyne Esrei, Yehei Shalama, which is Kaddish Yosayim, the addition of Yehei Shalama, and number four, Kaddish Derabanan, which is the Kaddish Al Yisrael, since it begins with the words Al Yisrael Ba'al Rabanan. The Kaddish Al Yisrael is referred to also as Kaddish Yosayim, the mourner's Kaddish, and is also recited following the public study of Mishnah, Halacha, Midrash, or Haggadah. The Gemara in Masechtas Sota Daf Memches also states, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua, Miyoyim Shechorav Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yoyim She'ein Boi Kololo. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there is no day without a curse. Omar Rava, B'chol yoim v'yoim merubo kilolosoi mishel chaveroi. Each new day, the curse is greater than that of the day before. The Gemara asks, Ve'ela alma amai kamakayim. Then in what merit does the world survive? The Gemara answers, Akadusha de sidra v'yehei shemeh rabo de agadta. Because of the declaration of the Malachim saying, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvaos, Malaycha Halaoretz Kevoidoi, and Yehei Shemeh Rabo in Kaddish, following the public study of Torah and Agadita. The Kaddish Yosoim, the mourner's Kaddish, is the Kaddish that one says for 11 months following the death of a parent and on the Yahrzeit. A son is obligated to recite Kaddish as a source of merit for the neshama of the departed. I will now recite Kaddish. I will begin with Chatzi Kaddish, then add Yehei Shalama and Tiskabal, and then Al Rabbonon. Yis Gadal v'yis Kaddash Shemei Rabo Ba'olama di vira chiruse, viamlich malchuse, viatzmach purkane, vikorev meshiche, bechayei choin, uviyomei choin, uvechayei dechol beis Yisrael, ba'agolo uvizman koriv, viimru amein, Yehei Shemei Rabbo Mivorach Le'olam Ule'olamei Olamayo Yisborach V'yishtabach V'yispo'ar V'yisroimam V'yisnasei V'yishadar V'yisale V'yishalal Shemei Dekudsho V'rechu Le'elo Min kol birchoso V'shiroso Tushbechoso V'nechemoso Da Amiron Ba'olamo Vimru Amen. I will now add the Tiskabal and Yehei Shalomo. Tiskabal Tzeloisa Hoin Uva Usa Hoin Dechol Beis Yisrael Kodom Avu Hoin Di Vishmayo Vimru Amen. Yehei Shalomo Rabo Min Shemayo V'chayim toivim oleinu V'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen Oise shalom bimroimov Hu ya'ase shalom oleinu V'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen. I will now add Al Yisrael V'al Rabbonon. Al Yisrael V'al Rabbonon Va'al Talmidei Hoin, Va'al Kol Talmidei Salmidei Hoin, Va'al Kol Mon De'osekin, Ba'oiraiso, Di Va'asro Hodein, V'di, V'chol Asar Va'asar, Yehei Lohoin Olochoin Shalomo Rabo, Chino V'chisdo, V'rachamin, V'chayin, Arichin, U'mezoinei Revichei, Ufor korno min kodom avu hoin di vishmayo va'aro v'imru amen. Yehei shalomo rabo min shemayo v'chayim toivim oleinu va'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oise shalom bimroimov hu brachamov ya'ase shalom oleinu va'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. I would now like to comment on some of the dikduk of Kaddish. Reb Shabsai Sofer explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu states in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, the Loshoin v'his gadilti v'his kaddishti, using the verb form of binyan hispael. We know that binyan hispael is the reflexive binyan, reflecting that the one doing the action, the one performing the action, and the one receiving the action are identical. One example that the Radak gives is from the Pasuk, V'hizborachu v'zaracha koil goyei ha'oretz. The Radak writes, Heim yisoivavu ha'barocha la'atzmom b'sfilosom. They will cause the bracha to rest upon themselves through their own prayers. Similarly, in Kaddish, the words Yisgadal v'Yiskadash are in the form of Binyan Hispoel, and similarly the words Yisbarach v'Yishtabach v'Yispoar, etc. This means She'onu mevakshim milafonov she'yikayem haftochosoy v'yisavev la'atzmoy ha'gedulo v'ha'kedusho v'ha'shevach v'ha'hisroy memus v'ha'hisnasus. We ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He fulfill His promise and bring about by Himself His greatness. He Himself should bring about His holiness so that everyone should bear witness to this. V'zeh yihyeh bizman ha'geula b'meherav yameinu. And this will happen at the time of redemption. May it come speedily in our days. As the Pasuk says also, Bayoim Ahu, Yehiyeh Hashem Echod, Ushmoy Echod. The question that is frequently asked is, do we say Yisgadal v'Yiskadash, or Yisgadel v'Yiskadesh? The answer is that both forms are correct and can be justified al pi dikduk. Therefore, you should follow your minhag. The question, however, is not only a matter of choice between Lashon HaKodesh Yisgadel v'Yiskadesh or Lashon Aramis Yisgadal v'Yiskadash, because Rav Shabsai Sofer explains that in truth, both Yisgadal v'Yiskadash and Yisgadel v'Yiskadesh are both forms of Lashon HaKodesh. Reb Shabsai Sofer explains and brings proofs from Tanakh. However, the word should be Tiskabal and not Tiskabel. We ask of Hashem in reciting Kaddish, Tiskabal Tzaloi Sahoin Uva'us Sahoin Dechol Beis Yisrael. We ask Hashem to accept our tefillos. The word Tiskabal is not a verb in Binyan Hispael, as Yisgadal V'Yiskadash are. The word Tiskabal is another form of the word Tikubal, which means should be accepted. Our tefillos should be accepted. As you can easily see, this is not a reflexive verb. Therefore, the word Tiskabal is Lashon Aramis, and the correct pronunciation is Tiskabal. Other words I'd like to comment on, which are frequently asked. The word Shemei, the hey has a mapik, that means that the hey should be pronounced. This means the shame of Hashem, and the hey is an integral part of the word. The word Ba'olama, the lamed has a shivana, Ba'olama. The words divira, there are two opinions. One opinion is that there are two separate words, divira, and therefore vira, the vase, would have be a shivana. Others feel that it's one word, divra, and therefore the vase would be a shivana. The words kirusei and malchusei, both of them have a mapik, which shows that it's an integral part of the word. Therefore, the hey should be heard. La'olam or la'olamei. The word is la'olam. I hear people saying la'olam or la'olam. The word is la'olam or la'olamei. The lamed has a shivono. V'yishadar. I say it with a patach under the dalid. Other prints have it with a kamatz. Shabsai Sofer has v'yis hadar because he sees no reason to change that patach into a kamatz since it is not at a hefsek. V'yis aleh. Make sure to hear the ayin clearly. V'yis aleh. And do not sound it like a hey. Also the word v'yis halal. With a patach under the lamed, since it is not used at a hefsek. And Rav Shabsai writes that there is no reason to change it to v'yis halol. However, again, follow your custom. The word le'ela is mil'el. The main accent is on the ayin. In fact, all words in Kaddish are mil'ra, except for this word le'ela. Also the word Olenu, but in the Lashon Aramis, all words are Milera, except for Le'ela, which is Mil'el. The words Birchasa, Bishirasa, Tushbichasa, Venechemasa, all these words are Milera. The main accent is on the last syllable. Yehei Shalomo Rabbo. Min Shemaya V'chayim. The words Tiskabal Tzaloisahoin. The word is Tzaloisahoin. There is a Shivana under the Sof. Most people swallow this word, and you must say it slowly to say it correctly. Tzaloisahoin. And the same is true for the next word, Uva Usahoin. Uva Usahoin. And Kadam Avu Hoin. This completes the topic of Kaddish.